Now, during the winter time, you moved to the homestead and you were living there year round, but during the winter time, did you have other jobs to make money during the winter time?
Well, janitorial.
Okay. What kind of janitorial work did you do?
Well, some of everything in it. But I would I clean the floors and I clean the walls and windows. And
would this be for businesses or for homes? Or
no, this is a business.
Businesses?
Yeah.
Okay.
I first started out on Valerius Hotel. Janitorial work at Valerius.
At the Polaris?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Then I done some janitorial work over at, what channel am I at? What do you call it?
The Northward Building?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you to talk about coming into Fairbanks. I'm sure you brought your family in for Sundays and maybe other times to do some shopping. You told me that you had a panel truck that you bought from Ruth Pegger. Would you tell me about your experiences and driving in the wintertime from the homestead to Fairbanks?
Yes, I will. I'd be glad to tell you that. At that time, we didn't have no electricity, but we come to church and we had a panel truck Ben Pegger let me have. Back in that time, it was two families that would come to church and we just had just that one van for a certain time. Maybe in the summer he got somewhere to go, a little car or something, but most of them had that van to take care of. And they had a wood coal fire and they didn't have no heater in the van. And my wife wiped the moss off the windshield where we could see when we come into church. And sometimes we get to church, they make fun of us. Here the homestead is there, says. And then some of them call us crazy. But we kept on coming. We didn't care about them calling us crazy.
So in order to keep the van warm, you'd have a bucket of warm coals
right
in the back. And Mrs. Parham, you'd be sitting up front scraping the windshield.
Right, spraying on the windshield and then scraping it off, wiping it off so they could see how to drive. That was my job.
The girls sat in the back.
Right.
What did this van have? Benches or seats or?
It's seats.
They had two seats.
Yeah.
I mean, they had one row, two rows of seats.
And,
of course, I was on the front row
with
the driver.
Three, yeah.
But the girls and the McComas, they sit on these back two rows. And sometimes I'd get tired, then another relief person would come.
Well, sometimes we use benches, too. And maybe some buckets sometimes from where we get to sit on. From
if
the, you
we
know,
had
be so many.
To take in time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just made room for seats like most times I think we use buckets. Just set on. The children.
Red big bucket, honey.
5 gallon buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.